Good morning, this is Daz on the Cat, the Tune and the Red, and it's time for our new Music Monday panel. I love this. We do this every other Monday or so. We get a few new records that have just come out, new releases, and we mull them over with our new Music Monday panel. Joining us on the panel this morning, we've got Simon, who's up in Newcastle. Morning, Simon.
Good morning, Daz. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. Yeah, it's a Monday morning, but I'm all right.
Letting me back on after last time.
After last time,
it was
touch and go. I will be honest. All right, coming up as well, we've got Donna on the panel. First time on the panel, Donna, from Loose Lips as well, our show on the Red. How are you doing? Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Darren. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. Yeah, it's not bad for a Monday morning. And we've also got Andy from Gisborough. Morning, Andy, how are you doing?
Good morning, Daz.
Yeah,
I'm
first
good.
Time on the panel as well.
Been a while, you've asked me and I'm finally here.
Yes. Maybe there's a reason for that, I don't know, but we'll find out. All right, you know how this works. We're going to play some new releases that have just come out, hence the new releases. Mm-hmm. We get your opinions on them, and you know, if they're any good, we'll put them on our playlist, and if they're not, we won't. Bearing in mind, last week, what did we have last week? We had Jolene by Beyonce, which got 6 out of 40, the worst score that we've ever had. So you know, things surely can only get better this week. Just before we do get started, though, I'd like to know your musical credentials. All right, so Simon, what was the last gig you went to?
I think it was Chris Difford at the fire station.
All right, oh yes, very good. What a gig that was, yeah.
Fantastic night.
Donna, what about you? What was the last gig you went to?
Oh, other than festivals, I think my last gig was probably Pulp at Scarborough Open Air Theatre.
Brilliant.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Really good night.
What a band. And how about you, Andy?
Well, my last gig was The Killers at the Riverside.
All right. Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Manics were supporting them there were far better.
Yeah. Oh, the Manics were better than The Killers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Wow. Right. Well, let's make a start then, shall we? The first up, we've got First Time Flyers. First Time Flyers are Vicky Mansa, Jake Morell, Poppy Fardell and Tim Prouty-Jones. They launched a rave reviews in 2023, and after a successful year following a sellout tour, they supported Bruce Springsteen at the BS2 Hyde Park. This is Looking Back Now.
It's been so long since we found that midnight. Stayed up talking till the stars fade out. It's been so long since we had a moment just
Now, it's a big year for First Time Flyers, 2024. They've already sold out the Nashville Sounds in the Round at Birmingham, and they're off on tour with Jamie Lawson. First Time Flyers, Looking Back Now. Did you enjoy that, Simon?
I did enjoy it. I didn't think I was going to enjoy, you know. But the harmonies were really, really good. Am I right in thinking, are these all originally theatre actors and they've come together as a group?
Yeah, I think they've all been different singers and did sort of different things. Some of them have been in the West End, yeah, and some of them are sort of club singers, that sort of thing.
So it's a bit like Breaking Bad, isn't it? You know, who's the best person to make drugs? Chemistry teacher. Who's the best person to put a band together? People who've got a background in this. Yeah, I liked it. I'm probably going to give it a high score. I think they're a very good festival band. I can imagine them having quite a good career.
Right, thank you. We'll move on to Donna. What did you think of Looking Back Now by First Time Flyers?
Oh, I loved it. I can imagine just listening to that in the summer, driving along and singing along to it. Yeah, it's got real familiarity. It sounds like something that you've heard before and that you can relate to. I really like the vocals and the harmonies. Yeah, I really, really liked it.
Smashing. Andy, what about you?
Not for me.
Okay.
Not for me.
Are you not? Is it the country thing? Yeah, is it the harmony things? Or is
I sort of, when I listen to it, it sort of gives me like a Lady Antebellum vibe, and yes, that's not my scene, but
okay.
It was okay. I like the bass line in the song, but
all right,
other than that, just didn't get going for me, so no, not for me, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's okay. I do agree with you, though. It's a very much a Lady Antebellum vibe. First Aid Kit. Yeah, I mean, obviously, they're a group of Brits doing American country, which is never easy, but they've had Nashville writers around the band. Obviously, they've had a lot of experience. I really enjoyed it. I really like the harmonies. I do like a bit of American country. I think that's fair to say. I agree with Simon as well. I think they are destined for big things, because there's not many British country bands like this that are making music as good as this. So, yeah, I'm going to kick things off, and I'm going to give it a 9.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Simon?
I'm going for 8.
Okay. Donna?
I think I'm going to go with Simon and go for an 8.
Mm. Okay.
I'll give it a 4.
4. Mm. All right. That's 29 for first time flyers. Next up, we've got The Feeling, the graduates from the Brit School, who had massive hits back in the early 2000s with Fill My Little World Up and Love You When You Call, have been a regular radio band since. It's been a big year for them. They've just recorded a brand new album in the same way as they recorded their first album, in a little shed, but this time it was in southern Italy. This is the third single from their new album, San Vito, and this is My Way Up.
I'm a living exception to the rule. I'm a human April Fool. I'm the upturned answer. I'm the problem, the problem, the problem to be solved. If you want to get involved, I'm the question, not the answer. And the reason remains unknown. Just the way I've grown. Seems I never could live down there. But the wrong way up is my way up. It's my feet toward the sky way up. And I'm only here cause I don't give up. Though it's lonelier than ever. Yes, I know the ground is your way down. But my way down is beyond the clouds. And it's scary, yeah. But I know somewhere there's a way we can be together. There's a way we can make it better. I'm not really so different to you. Still want the things you do. Just coming from a different angle. And I know that it's hard to believe, but it's true.
My Way Up by The Feeling. Their last single, I Won't Sleep Tonight, was our record of the week a couple of weeks ago. Donna, we'll start with you. What did you think?
It was all right. I didn't love it. I think it was just a bit vanilla for me. It was just, it was all right. I think if I heard it on the radio, my mind would be drifting and thinking about what I was going to do when I got home. It wasn't engaging enough. There was nothing enough in it to sort of pull me in and you know, get me excited about it.
Okay, thank you for that. Andy?
Right, thank you, Donna, because I have my notes back now. Because that is exactly what I thought myself. Yeah, it was a bit... Yeah, it was okay. Probably a song that, if you heard on the radio, you'd probably see what the next station had on. It was all right. I mean, The Feeling had some real good songs in the early 2000s, and I was expecting something a little bit more like that, but it wasn't, so... But it was okay. It was okay.
All right. Simon, you're a big Feeling fan, aren't you? You've seen them a couple of times. Did this do it for you?
No. I'm with you, the other two on the panel here. I mean, Dan... He's got a certain melancholic voice, hasn't he, and heartfelt lyrics. And I felt this song came from there. But this to me is a song where you can sit back and listen to it, a little bit of cheese, a glass of vino de tinto.
Doesn't he play for Newcastle?
Nice one. I like the level that right now, Aaron. But this song, it's not one that fills my little world right up.
Oh, very good,
nice.
Very good.
Nice. I tell you what, I love it when he calls.
Yeah, I love it when he calls, very good. Never be lonely, no, that doesn't work. Anyway, so, sorry. Do you know what, for me, I'm a big Feeling fan as well, and one of some of the best Feeling songs start quiet, built to this huge crescendo.
Doesn't need to play for Newcastle.
But a lot of their songs do that. And so I first heard this and I thought, oh, it's Dan at the piano. Here we go. And we're off. And it just didn't go anywhere. This is an album track at best, if not a B-side or a bonus disc of an album type of song. I'm really disappointed by it. I love his voice. I love their harmonies. You know, they know how to write a decent tune. Unfortunately, this isn't it, and I'm going to give this a 4. Donna, what do you think?
Oh, that's a bit harsh. I'll give him a 5. I'll be a bit nicer.
Andy?
I'll give it a 4 with you, Daz.
Yeah. And Simon?
4.
A score of 17 for The Feeling and My Way Up. All right, next up. Next up, we have got the New Zealand's own Crowded House. They're releasing their new album, Gravity Stars, the follow-up to their Dreamers Awaiting album from 2021. We've already heard their lead single a couple of months ago, All High. And this is their new song, Teenage Summer. Are we gonna have some teenage summer? Is it real or a fiction of your mind? Am I gone in a fraction of your time? Will you mistake my real intentions once again? Wanna be near you, wanted to hear you, but my words are light like paper drifting in the sky. Not enough to be a witness of your life. But all along I was hoping we would come of age. Walking around you, I wanna surround you, but I can't get close enough, can't get close enough. I wanted to find you, I wanted to break through life's imitation. I've been away too much, I've been looking it away too much. I'm here tonight and I'm gone again. I'm here tonight, babe, and I'm gone again, babe. Teenage Summer by Crowded House there. Again, Crowded House known for amazing lyrics, amazing melodies, harmonies. Neil Finn says, this song is a metaphor for getting a little older and becoming aware of your own mortality and physicality. Things are getting a little harder and creakier, and there's more determination needed to get to the top, but there's still the same compulsion to climb. Oh, I know how he feels. Andy, how about this for Crowded House? Did it remind you of Teenage Summers?
It's all right. It's okay for me. It's probably one that the Crowded House fans would probably like. It's their type, you know, what they're looking for. But for me, as an outsider, it just didn't seem to do anything for me. But then again, you know, some of the old Crowded House songs I loved, and again, I was expecting, some a bit more Crowded House esque. But perhaps they are getting older now, and he wants to mellow down. And if that's the fine, that's his. But for me, no.
All right, thank you. Andy, Simon.
You know that I am quite a big Crowded House fan, so I'm probably one of the ones that Andy's talking about here. But I completely agree with Andy. I don't know where they're going. I don't know what Neil thinks is going on. I mean, as he said, as he opened this with, he's a fantastic lyricist, and he's written forever classics. I mean, we've seen him quite a few times.
Yeah,
and he must know as a live performer what songs the crowd like. This just comes over to me as self-indulgent. I mean, he's working with his own children now, and wouldn't you think it would just be natural for him, like only natural, to write a good song? This is
wow.
Look, he's even embarrassed himself now with that. It's only natural thing. It's a wonder he didn't say. Anyway, I'll let Donna take the weather with her. There we go. And Donna, what did you think?
I liked it. I didn't hate it. Again, it was one of them kind of songs that if it was on, I wouldn't really sort of think, oh, yes, I'm going to turn the radio up, and I wouldn't flick the channel either. It was all right. I think it got better. I think it'll probably be a bit of a grower. The more that you hear it, the more that you like it. Yeah, and I like the ending when it sort of up the tempo a little bit at the end. I really like that part. Mm.
Very good. Yeah, well, like Simon, I'm a big Crowded House fan as well. And there's something about the start of this song. I think it was the guitar riff, the opening, and he starts singing, and I thought
the Lemonheads.
Yeah, there was. I thought a little bit of that. Yeah, yeah. I thought this sounds so familiar.
You know what? I thought the beginning of this did sound like Mrs. Robinson by the Lemonheads, the guitar riff.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And the other thing that struck me was that it felt much more commercial than some of their more recent tracks. Mm. I mean, Simon's right. You know, they haven't had, well, they haven't had a top 40 hit since the 90s. You know, I think they've gone down a route that, as Neil as a songwriter, that, you know, that maybe he's not interested in doing commercial hits anymore. Mm-hmm. He's wanting to write songs for him and for his family, which is great, but then, you know, are they going to be played on the radio? So it started off at what I thought was quite a commercial thing, and then it just didn't go anywhere again. Worse than The Feeling in some ways. Mm. And I just hoped it, by the time it got round to the chorus, that there was this big, full summer chorus, you know, with Teenage Summer, here we go. And it just wasn't. It fell flat for me. Yeah, I'm disappointed for it. I'm hoping, like Donna, the more that, you know, I've had a good few listens to it, I'm hoping the more that we do have a listen to it, that it will grow. I'm going to give this, I'm going to kick things off and give this a 6 for Crowded House, just for the opening. Andy?
I'm going to give it a 4, mate.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm consistent with my 4s today, aren't
okay.
I?
Okay, yeah, that's all right. Simon?
As you said, a good opening deserves a high score, but I'm going for the 4.
All right, you're going for the 4 as well. And Donna, what was your score?
I think I'll give it a 5.
And a 5, that's a score of 19 for Crowded House. All right, we usually only do 3, but we've got 4 here because the Lemon Twigs, a favourite of the Cat, the Toon and the Red. One of the best songs of the year so far was their My Golden Years. They're just about to release a new album on May the 3rd. It's called A Dream Is All We Know. And this, the New York City sibling duos, is How Can I Love Her More? I Love Her More by the Lemon Twigs, the thematic backbone to their forthcoming album, apparently, which is out on May the 3rd. It's a whirlwind of musical flights of fantasy. Blaring horns and strings set the stage before the song settles into a rollicking shuffle. Simon, did you get a rollicking shuffle on there?
I did, you know. Are they in their golden year? I think they are. And I'm possibly going to follow this up, but did this give me a good vibration?
Oh, you see where I'm going. Yeah.
It's Beach Boys. It's very there. Beach Boys. And I'm heading towards, is it just getting a little bit too twee? Is it just a little bit, you know, it's certain demographic, this. They're definitely casting themselves into a particular area. I tell you what it did remind me of. If we go back to the 90s, Daz, Red Car Ball, 93, didn't we see a band called
Jellyfish?
Yeah. And it sounds very, very like Jellyfish to me. One of their tracks, I can't remember which one now, Bye 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 or something like that.
Yeah.
As I say, yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot. Good. I liked the original one, but I'm slightly worried where they're heading here.
Donna, what did you think of the Lemon Twigs? How Can I Love Her More?
Well, it was right up my street. Absolutely loved it. I think it was total Beach Boy, Beatles, bit of Mamas and Papas vibe, 60s. I can just imagine beer in my hand dancing around a field to that in a festival sometime. I'd go to see these guys. I really like that song.
Yeah, we're trying to get them up to the northeast because they're coming later on in the summer, and we're desperately trying to get them up to the northeast because, yeah, I would love to see this live. Andy, what do you think?
Do you know what, Daz? You gave us three mediocre songs, and this was just the absolute icing on the cake, mate. It's just, had you not given me the band name, I'd have thought you've given me a Beach Boys song to finish off with. Yeah. And what's wrong with that? Nothing. It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
It's sort of, for me, maybe a Beatles start, Beach Boys in the verse, and it's a bit of a Monkees in the chorus.
Yeah, you know,
so fantastic. Tell you what, mate, as you know, I sing in a band, and I quite happily cover this in a band because I think it's a crowd pleaser, and I love it, mate. Absolutely love it.
I've got to agree with you. I'm a big fan as well. How can I love her more? It is Beach Boys. It's all those things that you've said. There's those Beatles chord pull downs. There's the horns in there as well. Yeah. There was a bit of Peters and Lee in there for me as well. But there was a lot of sort of 60s and 70s. And I think it's interesting what you were saying there, Simon. You know, it's that fine line between parody and innovation based on the music that we love.
I worry that they're going to get compared too much to the Beach Boys.
They play all the instruments on the albums. So this is, everything is them. The brass, the keyboards, the synths, the bass, the drums, everything. Their harmonies are all just them too. And I think this is an accumulation of, this is everything we love. We're putting it in one package of it. And, you know, I'm excited by the album. I can understand what you're saying, Simon, that you're maybe worried about where it's going to go next. But I'm enjoying this ride that we're on right now.
See them live then, won't it? If they play everything, they're going to have to get a lot of session people in, aren't
they? No. Well, when they play live, there's only four of them. There's only a bassist and a drummer, and the two of them play the guitars with a bit of synth. So
they're not going to get that sound.
It's going to be very difficult to get that sound. Yeah,
isn't it?
I'm a big fan of this. How Can I Love Her More? I think this it leans more to the golden years for me than the other two singles, which I thought were still great. I'm going to give this another 9. Simon,
We'll probably give it 8.
Donna?
I'm going all out, giving it a 10.
Whoa!
Way!
And Andy?
It's a 9 for me.
It's a 9, which gives it a grand total of 36, one of the high-scoring singles we've ever had on our New Music Monday panel. It makes the Lemon Twigs and How Can I Love You More as our record of the week. We'll definitely get this on the playlist. I already played it yesterday, actually, but I needed your confirmation, really, the panel. Thank you so much. Thank you, Simon. Thank you, Donna. Thank you, Andy, for your time. I know Monday mornings are precious, so I really do appreciate your time. What are you doing for the rest of your day, Simon?
I'm going to have breakfast. It's time for a sausage.
Okay. Donna, what are you up to today?
Oh, dog walk on the beach, I think.
Sounds perfect. And Andy, what are you doing?
I'm in the middle of moving at the minute, It's box packing and mundane stuff. I was going to say something else there, mundane stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, you can listen to the Lemon Twigs while you're doing it, Andy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate it. Will you come back? That's the big question.
Of course.
Anytime.
Yeah, I'd love to. I love it here. It's great. I absolutely love Monday mornings listening and doing this. What are you laughing at? God.
It's the highlight of his week, that's why.
Cheers.
Thank you so much. And here it is, our record of the week. It's the Lemon Twigs. You can have your say. 0330-043-2002. Drop us a WhatsApp. Let us know your thoughts on each of the tracks. You can also catch us on the social medias. And this will go out as a podcast as well. And you can have your say on that. Thanks very much, guys. And we'll see you next time.
Cheers, bro.
Bye.
Thank you.